Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today. We have a special guest, kind of special.
He looks special. He's not special.
Sorry, wrong word, wrong word. Sorry, my bad. We have a special guest today, and his name is Omar. No, I was kidding. It's Omar Pilquito.
Omar.
Hey, everyone.
So, how have you been? You good?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Life is going.
You like that? No, I was kidding.
Stop. Why are you turning him on, Dad?
Wait, so that wasn't your leg? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. But, yeah, it's nice to have someone different on the podcast just because I'm like tired of hearing me, Tweety, and Hero talk, right? But, Omar, since you're here, I have a question to ask you, all right? If you had to go anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
For vacation.
Money. Oh, vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, vacation.
No, he's money. Like McDonald's.
Right now.
Cliche, you know, like everyone that watches anime, Japan, but I never really thought about it. Europe wouldn't be bad.
What part of Europe? Yeah, what part of Europe? Like the clean kind? No, I was kidding.
The clean part or
the Europe part?
Yeah, I was thinking mainly France, but
there's always. Bonjour. No. Bonjour, Señor Omar. They're like, oui, oui.
I don't think they say Señor.
Bonjour, Omar.
What is this? How's Spanish?
Bonjour, Señor.
Que vivo.
Might as well just go to Spain then.
Oh, I've been to Spain. Well, okay, anyways. But like, do you, specifically, why Japan besides anime? It's just because, like, it's a good culture.
It's only because of anime.
I guess. Yeah, you know, make common interests and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of conventions around the area. You know, I think there's a Japan Fest coming soon.
I wouldn't know.
That's why, what you know?
I don't know.
What are an expert at conventions?
I know Matsuri is coming up. That's what? Anime Matsuri.
Oh, Matsuri.
Yeah. It's in August. Yeah. It's in August.
What is that?
It's literally just Japan stuff. Yeah, and come on, anime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. On culture.
I wouldn't know that.
But would you feel comfortable being there? Like, you know, like different languages,
I heard
like,
there are races there.
Oh, Omar.
For real. I heard there are
literally everywhere else.
Pilotas y negro, bro.
Negro? This tourist is negro?
it's like everywhere. It's just the older generation. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not used to something or they don't like a specific race. You'll see it. Mm-hmm. They're more quiet about it, but it's noticeable from what I've seen online and videos. The only video I saw that would talk about like traveling is, I think, Aboard Japan. They do like vlogs about, I think he's British.
You should vlog it when you go over there.
No.
From his garlic. Be our international red.
You're going to fund it?
We can give you like $2.
Each. Yes, send me and I stay there.
I'm like, sorry, we couldn't afford it.
Give us a couple of years to get him back. I'll find it.
Are you going to make it to the tournament though?
Virtual?
Yeah, I'm going to be the new friend.
Oh, yeah. I have a present playing this tournament.
Yeah, that's sad.
But oh, bust out all the OCG cards.
All the OCG cards. Dang. And you're here on the last time you brought up Africa. But
why have you been to Africa?
Where else have you been to?
How'd you get to
Well, to be more specific, it was...
More Pacific. I was kidding.
More Pacific Ocean.
It was Atlantic.
Atlantic.
I was just saying.
Seriously, dude?
Not the joke.
More ocean. I was kidding.
Anyways.
Because if you went the other way.
Yeah,
it took a long trip.
It was a 39-hour
flight.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't swim?
Oh. No, I can't swim that fast.
Oh, their knee. I was kidding.
I have a bad knee. Yeah. It was in Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannes.
Johannes.
We stopped there and then we went to Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe?
That was a good name.
Zimbabwe?
Did you see Black Panther? By chance?
Oh my gosh, we thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Watch, it was right there.
I
never
swear I saw a Black Panther running in the distance.
That was just a mark.
Nah, he was taller.
Oh, I'm sorry, Omar.
So I'm short.
And then anywhere else?
Like, you are short.
Did you like go anywhere else besides like Africa? Like when you flew over?
Well, we landed in Qatar, then we went to Johannesburg, and then we went to Zimbabwe. It was three flights. I think that total was 39.
Did it repeat going back on the same places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was Qatar like?
I was only in the airport. I didn't get to see much of it.
Mm-hmm. Were you allowed to go out?
Or you just? I mean, we could have because we were waiting there for a day. No, actually, Johannesburg, we waited for a day.
Was it scary?
In Qatar, we just waited for like 5-6 hours. Yeah, it was scary.
Why? What was it like? Like, was it?
Well, it was
like Aladdin.
Well, when we were in, before we got to Zimbabwe, we were in Johannesburg. I lost my passport. Oh,
that's Egypt.
No, it's not. Oh. It's India.
Arabia.
Egypt is in Africa?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't say
no, that. Aladdin. He's talking about Aladdin.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Now I'm going to Google it now.
Egypt is in Africa, right?
Yeah, yes.
It is. Okay. Arabian. Well, what are we questioning? I forgot what we're questioning.
No, it's because he thought Egypt was...
Where Aladdin takes place. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, that was the Pharaoh. My bad. Attempt.
No, the scary part.
All the time.
Yeah.
The scary part was when I lost my passport.
Did you find it?
Yeah. And we retraced my steps.
No, I'm still over there.
We had to postpone a flight.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, it sucked.
Why? Well, how are the people?
They're nice. Everyone's. Oh, well, I mean, it might be because we're tourists. They know that you're tourists. And like
the zodiac sign?
Yeah. And then...
I'm a Taurus.
I'm an Aquarius.
Nah, they're just trying to sell you stuff. Like, because we're on the streets. Mm-hmm. And all the street vendors just try to be like, yeah, bad kind. Get this.
Oh, you mean the bad kind?
To try to scam you.
I mean those people.
Oh, wow. We're going to get canceled.
Oh, man.
Nah, like, I remember buying one thing after I had skipped a lady. Cause I was I'm good.
Oh, so sexism.
I was like, no, I'm good. I don't want that. I don't want any of it.
She wasn't attractive.
And then I went like two. I went like
were
two.
Gypsies there?
Two? Huh?
Gypsies?
Gypsies?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Europe thing.
Hey, anywhere they could be a gypsy. Mm-hmm. Well, in their own way, I guess. Maybe they're not called gypsies over there, but they're called something else. Gypsies. Okay.
He has a point.
Sorry, I continue.
I forgot what I was saying.
The seller part.
You skipped buying somebody.
Oh yeah, stuff and then I went to the like two booths over. And I bought something. I don't even remember what I bought exactly. But that first lady that I was talking to, mm-hmm. she was like, wow, you didn't want to buy from me and this and that. Like, she got really upset.
Well, that's like, offensive, hero.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't like what she was selling.
So her English was impeccable.
Mm.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, sir, you didn't buy anything from me?
The main language in Zimbabwe is English.
I imagine.
Yeah. And they use American currency, too. It was weird. So we didn't have to exchange money over there.
That's good.
Because their currency is worth like, it's like super...
10,000.
Yeah, it's like something like super negative like well, compared to the dollar.
A dollar is put on the drain.
It's like 0.0000 something. I don't even know what it's called either. Currency? No, like, yeah. Their dollar. I don't know what their name is.
Zen.
Oh. I still like to get... Well, I guess I only have one other instance, but I like to keep the money, like, from other countries.
What, from Mexico?
I have money from Mexico.
Peso.
And I have money from Costa Rica, too.
Uno 500 baros.
Oh, yeah, you've been there. How was that like?
It was cool. I mean, it was structured because it was through school, so.
Oh.
Like, we had a...
Like a set place and plan, like kind of?
Yeah, it was basically arranged for us. Everything was arranged for us, but we did have, like, a couple nights. Where we can just like
party,
do whatever. The drinking age back then or over there is 18. Back so
then.
Like
over there was 16. Well,
also back
16.
Then.
And then what was yours over
18.
There? 18. Dang.
So we were able to drink, even though they told us not to. But we still went to
first
the bar.
World country.
First world.
First world country is not learning from the third world country.
Did you go anywhere else besides Costa Rica?
We went to like different. Not in other countries, but different parts of it. So we went to, like, the west side. The name was Manuel Antonio. That was the city. It was, like, on the coast. So that's where we got to go to the beach.
So did you meet Rika? You do what you
I
went
seen
to where?
Either.
Me? Dude, I've been everywhere. I've been well,
slut, bro.
Thankfully, you know,
a traveling slut.
I've had a sister and brother that were like in sports, so you know, I didn't play sports to make that sacrifice for my sister and brother to travel and, you know, do all that stuff. But yeah, with my sister and brother alone, like, we went to, like, different states, from, like, Colorado, we went to Arizona, we went to New York, we went to Louisiana, we went to Oklahoma, like, it's endless. And then, obviously, like, when we travel, we go and we stop at different states, so, like, the colonies, colonies, we'll stop by there, we went to Florida, that was cool. The farthest, I guess, if you look at the map, well, if I'm looking at the map, the furthest west would be, like,
Washington?
I guess, well, I lied. I guess California.
He's traveled to, I think.
Not just...
No, yeah.
It would be Alaska anyway.
No, I have been in California, but for, like, different reasons, like, besides the tournaments. But, like, California. But besides that, Colorado has been, like, I think the west, the far west I've gone. And, of course, New York was the other direction. So, that's pretty cool. East. And then, because of school, like Tweety, I went to Spain. You know, I went to France. We went by the airport. We were able to look around and look at these, like, weird... It was a weird experience for me because, like, when you go to Spain, they're skinny over there. Like, there's hardly anyone, like, overweight, you know? It's
the drugs.
It's, like, really... It's amazing. I mean, it's like a lifestyle thing, and it's funny because... But, like,
I'm stupid, sorry.
Over there, it's like... Oh, yeah, it's like that, too, with a little lisp.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the way they eat is different from what we eat. Like, our fry stuff isn't compared to, like... It's different compared to theirs. Especially with their bacon. We cook the shit out of our bacon over here. Yeah. Over there, they, like, barely cook it. And I remember I asked for bacon, and they're like, here. And I was like, bro, it's so fucking pink. Like, what is this? It's still the fucking bacon. But then over there, like, it's 18, drinking age. And it's funny because over there, whenever you go to a restaurant, you know, you think, you know, I can get like a water or a soda. But the first thing they offer you is alcohol. And then they find it odd when you're like, you know, ask for a Coke or like whatever because they just assume you want alcohol. Mm. So, and over there, I think it's, they recommend like bottled water, not tap. But yeah, like, dude, like,
it was the booze kitchen.
Yeah, over there in Africa too, they're like, just drink bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
I was like.
I mean, no shame. I mean, but it was...
I think it's just different to what you're used to.
Yeah. It was a good experience, though. I mean, like I said, I've been blessed to be different places in the world, and I still want to travel different places. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. I don't know anything else in my future of me traveling. Maybe one more before Eric goes to college, or maybe taking him somewhere to college. Like the... I forgot where it's at. It's like 2 hours away from here.
Brandon.
I'm sorry, can you stop?
I'm just kidding. Bless you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
You stop at the Bluebell.
Oh, I've been there too.
Damn.
I've been there. Dr. Pepper Factory. I've been there too.
In the States, I've only been to Florida, and we drove to the Yellowstone Park.
Tennessee.
So all those states in between. We drove from Florida to Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And then we came back down to Texas.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's a long ass.
Yeah, it was. Let them explore the world, dude.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
That's literally
going to go off king. But
I've
always wanted to go to the Yellowstone.
How about you win? It's
pretty.
Why didn't you?
Because I'm poor.
Was it poor now?
He's not yellow.
What can you call it, fun? We can get there, but I'll come back.
We can afford.
Because if I go with anybody, I'm just going to drive myself.
What do you mean?
Oh, 18 hours.
No, if I go with you, I'll drive for like an hour and then you're
good. I'll get you out of Houston, man.
Actually, Hero's going to immediately fall asleep for the next...
I don't fall asleep on driving. Actually, yeah, I do.
Hero.
No, you do.
Was that bad knee?
You do when no one talks to you.
Yeah. Whenever when no one like, talks to me, I'm talking.
Like, yeah. I'm the same
way. Even like the 30 minutes it takes to get to the car shops, he was like...
He's fucking... Well, that's because we go right after work.
And...
If I drive, I'm not falling asleep, though.
You're already on that old man time. You got that old man sneeze. Okay. Loud as fuck.
You're shrinking
that loud.
You go poop like 3 times.
Pooping multiple times is good.
Mm. Yeah. It's good when you actually poop.
I do poop.
I want you to waste time.
I just play on your phone.
I do poop.
Yo, you poop like pebbles.
I poop fat shits, bro.
Oh, yeah? I bet. Yeah. Go in there and poop right now.
I mean,
whoa, that's huge! He was a kid earlier.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man.
Is that Wyoming? I'm kidding. Jeez. Oh, Lord. But I mean,
it's fine. I was going to say, like, what is your Like, what would you like? What would you like
to go? Your dream vacation.
I think I really want to go to Greece.
Ooh.
Seems interesting. Okay. I don't know why exactly, or I don't know exactly what I want to see, but it looks nice. I want to go there.
We're going to go for the art, huh? I was getting it. For the sculptures? Sculptures.
Yeah, for the sculptures. They're very detailed. You feel like, better about yourself?
You look like Barbie. Just want to see if it's... history is there.
Yeah. Oh, history is in her already. Yeah.
No, that's one of my top places too.
Like, mine's Houston. No, I was kidding. How was it? Paris, Texas? No, I was kidding.
Still the Texas equivalent names or whatever.
But I always thought that Greece was like I had to go. Like, you must go to Greece before you die in your life.
Yeah, I want to learn Greek too, like the language. Thing
would be there right now.
I already deleted Duolingo.
Wow! I thought this whole time you were learning Japanese. I thought people was gonna take you to translate.
I know.
Well, yeah.
If you can speak fluently, I'll pay for the whole thing.
Damn. Oh heck yeah, bro! By when?
Tomorrow.
I like that joke. What's Jackie Chan's daughter.
Oh, Maruchan.
Maruchan.
What was your dream one again? Was it Costa Rica? You already went there, huh?
Huh? I think that.
You already peaked. Yeah.
My dream.
Dubai.
I don't know.
That's a good place to go.
I don't know.
Mexico would be nice to travel there too. Like, the nice dream? Parts of Mexico.
Like your dream?
Like the pyramids? No,
just in general. Like anywhere, there's a lot of nice parts of Mexico. The mountains and all that.
You got a theory about the pyramids?
What theory?
About Egypt and Mexico, and then the one in...
They all line up.
Yeah, they make one big pyramid. I was kidding. Sorry, next episode.
Maybe for another episode. We'll do a deep dive.
A deep dove.
A deep dove.
Yeah, I already dove it.
Dove soap.
Well, while you're thinking about it, what about you? Said you're in Tokyo, right, or Japan?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have you been like anywhere like, pretty notable? I did go to Florida. That's the only place I can think of for Disney World.
It's like, must be nice.
And I also
I've never been to Disney World.
Have you been to Florida?
Yeah, and Destin.
I went to Universal
when I was like a child.
Also last year.
Just the video. We just had the videotape of it. I don't even remember.
That's how I am. Technically, I can't remember Disney when I was a kid.
Louisiana, Alabama.
I would just go to Astroworld and Water World.
And Wally World.
Wally World's Walmart.
No, I know.
All of them.
You missed the bleak, dude. I was like, that's Walmart. That's stupid.
You gotta tell
this
everyone.
Is why I like it when we have visuals soon, because they're gonna see the face that Nick at you. And I'm like, bro, you fucking stupid.
We need cameras in our faces.
HD. Just randomly do snapshots in the middle of the conversation.
I mean, we can. Stop. I was stupid. Oh my gosh. I can't think of my dream one. I feel like I've been everywhere. No, I was kidding.
Pretty much. Well,
I wouldn't mind going to like, it's not my dream like vacation spot, but like I would like to experience like Egypt. Like the pyramids, look at the pharaoh, look at all that stuff. Buy them a puzzle over there, you know? The Egyptian god cards. Like,
solve it.
Yeah, so went to the show. Imagine seeing obelisk over there, dude. Like, that'd be dope. But it's like a big statue. Obelisk. With his dick.
His obelisk.
I'm like, oh my god, obelisk.
It's not a pyramid. It's a god.
But I always wanted to go there. I mean, yes, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a huge influence of like my interest in Egypt. Yes, they're not real, obviously, but like just the pyramids in general. I want to see the pyramids.
Yeah.
Just once in my life.
Sneak inside.
Yeah. I'm going to the very, very top. There was a guy that flew over the pyramid by accident, a parachute.
Well, there's a guy that climbed to the top.
And then, but you see that.
Then he got arrested when he came right down.
He took a picture of the very top of the pyramid. It has like the writings on it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of summon raw. I'm just kidding.
It's a secret workout text.
I mean, hey, you never know. You never know. Maybe a 10's real.
I think maybe a good place to go would maybe mean like North Korea. God. You want to stay in there?
China? Russia?
What was Moscow. The one that they were fighting? Ukraine. Russia? What was the other one?
Ukraine.
Ukraine, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I think it's still ongoing.
Yeah, but it's not as bad.
Actually, I don't know. That's one with the news.
Might not be advertising.
Yeah, that's advertising.
That's another episode.
That's what the news does. They don't advertise the war.
They inform the people. They don't advertise.
Sure.
Anya O's. No, I was kidding.
Speaking of advertising,
not saying bring back Anya O's for your hemorrhoids.
I still cannot sit down.
I know. Well, anyways, I mean, it's interesting, like, how we've all traveled, and yet we're all in the Houston, Pasadena area. So the fact that, like,
I literally throw up the H-Town sign wherever I travel to.
Houston?
So they know.
I like practice. Hey, where are you from?
Capable.
Oh, shit. Spice away? No, but, like, it's kind of cool how, like, we all, like, live here, but we've all had the chance to go out and travel. Isn't that crazy? I know people, like, just stay in their hometown, that's it. Don't even go anywhere.
I'm not even in my hometown.
Where were you born? Mexico?
No.
Oh.
California.
Oh, you're in California?
Yeah.
Get out.
I was kidding. California.
That's why he's gay.
No. I was kidding. That's why you're rich. No, I was kidding. You buy cars like for days.
Oh, yeah. Like four booster boxes.
Oh, yeah. He bought four.
We don't talk about that.
Boxes. It's because in California, the boxes are like
$100. And over here, they're only like 10 cents.
I'll buy one over there in Cali, and it's like the value of three over here.
Exactly.
Exactly. My uncle is over there. Let me tell you, I think he's a lawyer because I don't know how he can survive over there. It's expensive.
It's just inflated.
Huh?
It's just inflated.
Or we're deflated.
Or deflated.
Or
property deflated.
It's a scam. Inflation?
What's the cheapest state?
Montana.
Nevada. I'm just kidding.
So that's a reference.
I think
probably the ones that had like nobody living there.
I think the southern states are the cheapest. I think the southern states are more cheap than the
Affordable. I think the term you're looking for is
affordable. Oh yeah, it's more affordable than the north. Civil War. Part two.
Civil War.
Expensive. Game. Expensive.
Running at each other.
No, but I think we are more affordable in the southeast region of the country compared to like the uppers.
Uppers.
Yeah,
because we got Mexico underneath us.
That doesn't mean anything more. Because that's Santa Ana. If it wasn't for him, wouldn't be here. I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Someone had to take the L.
Yeah, we did it probably. What's getting it?
Oh.
Remember the Alamo?
And right down the street, Alamo actually was still there.
What? Actually, it wasn't. That was the problem.
It didn't hold up at all. It wasn't there. Jeez. You know, you should be a history teacher.
Thanks.
But anyways, the only reason why Omar is here is because he was telling us that.
I mean, he's all right too, but
he was telling us that he is an expert on Pokemon. And last time we heard our episode,
we're gonna give him fun facts, see if he knows
them. He criticized our draft, so what better way to show us up by inviting him to our Generation 2 draft?
I praised yours.
Okay, fine. Hey,
what was wrong with mine?
Leave him alone. I like this guy.
Okay, yeah, he outdrafted you.
Yeah. Dude, Eric liked you. Eric liked you.
Oh, yeah.
No more likes
me. Shout out, Eric.
No one likes me.
Oh, duh.
That makes sense. Look at you, Eric.
I'm so surprised.
No. That's a good idea, though. Like, what was wrong with all of our selections?
Well, he went backwards. That was his main issue.
Yeah, so mine was obvious.
I forgot who went first.
Tweety went first. No, Tweety went first.
So, yeah, you had dibs on, the top three right off the bat.
Did he pick it? The top three, in your opinion?
Well, when it comes to Kanto, it has to be Mewtwo. And then my favorite is Charizard. It's opinionated.
Yeah.
Depends how you're rating it. Like, if it's a legit team, then I wasn't going for that.
I wasn't going for the team either. I was thinking more
I like all the Pokemon that I pick. I wasn't picking anything that I didn't like.
It's like saying Charizard is better than Blastoise when Blastoise can literally destroy it.
How many got Pidgeot?
Stop.
Sparrow.
It's
Sparrow. Spearow.
Pidgeot though. But anyway, so yeah, we're going to start off with our draft. And since we do have the guest here, we are going to have Omar go first.
Oh man, I knew y'all were gonna have me go first.
Yeah, we always have to have the expert go first. So, without further ado, here's how it's gonna go.
You're never gonna be on the show again.
So the way it works is we have a draft, right? Okay. We each have pre-selected our order from best to worst, even though they're all probably still good. Now, if someone takes away a Pokemon that we have on our list, we have to figure out a way to replace it as best as we can. And we are going to be doing six Pokemon. So once we have six, we'll be good to go, and then we'll elaborate, talk, evaluate, and we'll show you a demonstration of all that jazz. But anyways, so we'll Omar,
we'll live stream a battle.
Yeah. So go ahead, Eric. If you want to, cool, if you want to join our podcast, vote yes on.
Oh, he's gonna roast me.
And then we're gonna go ahead and do the order of Omar, then you're backwards truly, and then it'll be Tweety,
your
and then
redemption,
it'll be
Hero. A redemption arc.
My redemption arc. All right, so take it away, Omar. Your number one pick overall.
I think the obvious is Lugia. There's no way. Shit. Yo, gave me first, and I was like, yeah, shouldn't have. Let me go first.
Take him off my list.
I will say I am just doing it off the top of my head.
I didn't even think about toilet nerds down here.
There's only six.
Not as five.
You're not counting Celebi.
Nobody cares about the cabbage.
Yeah.
I don't want no lettuce. No, I'm just kidding.
So this is the mindset I have without picking the legendary. So, this, oh well.
I may need to readjust.
I don't know.
No, I like. I'm gonna stick with my guns.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Number one is gonna be Tyranitar.
Okay. It beats Lugia. It can beat Lugia. All
right, Hero. Oh, Tweety.
Man, about it. Okay. Guess I have to go with the other legendary. Ho-Oh.
What'd you call me?
Ho-Oh.
I was kidding. Shows one time. I was kidding. Okay.
I'm going to go with Raikou.
Raikou. Mm-hmm. And then go again, Hero.
hold on. Let me. My second one.
That's what just to.
I'm going to use Skarmory.
Oh, Skarmory.
Yeah, shit on
that. That hurt me.
Okay. My number. Oh,
it's Tweety's.
I will go with Suicune.
Suicune.
You can have the other one.
It's kind of, I don't really like him though either.
Who?
Oh, don't. Was it? Well, how do you say exactly his name?
I don't know which dog.
The legendary, the other dog.
Hentai?
Entei.
It's Hentai?
That's another episode.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll go with him.
We're going to draft Hentai show.
We'll go with Omar's suggestion, Hentai.
All right, oh, Omar. God. I'll go with Heracross. That's why I said you can have it, Entei, because I think, yeah, we're going to try to get Heracross.
Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and go with.
Oh, correct, one red.
Okay, go.
This is a person memorized.
This is a personal favorite. Houndoom.
That's a good one. Houndoom.
I like him. Yes, he's
on my list.
Mine's gonna be an interesting pick, I think, just because in the games, whenever he was OP, it was hard to beat him sometimes. I'm gonna go with Sudowoodo. Sudowoodo.
I had that one in my list.
Dang.
I'm okay with letting that go. I will pick Scizor.
Literally what I was gonna pick next.
I'm gonna go with Murkrow.
That counts.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's then
like my favorite little bird.
Umbreon.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm surprised he's like what, 12?
He's like, yeah, he's going really low. It's really hard.
Because he's like probably the most
favorite.
Somebody,
if Oscar or Yaha picks his or I was going to go with Umbreon next. Mm. But. Okay. Let's see. I need an electric type.
I thought you got Raikou.
You didn't.
I got
him. Oh, you're right. I'll pick Ampharos.
Okay, yeah.
He looks weird, man.
I think he's like the only other electric type.
I'm gonna go with, and I am gonna probably say his name wrong. Is it Elekid? Elekid?
Okay, electric. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Because whenever he evolves next gen, it'd be dope. All right, one more.
Crap.
I don't think that's one.
Oof. Yeah, I really took off. Oh, Feraligatr. That's my fifth one, right?
That should be your
fourth.
Oh, okay. This next one's your fifth. Steelix.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Togetic.
Yeah, that works.
Togetic. That's an Oscar pick. As in Isuti.
Called you fat, bro.
A little bit. Okay. It did it offside.
It do be chunky.
Okay.
Oh, come on, I ain't gonna make this one last. I need to survive this one. Come on, baby.
Like three picks before you.
I know, I'm scared.
I guess I'll pick my starter. I'll pick Typhlosion.
Typhlosion. Hero, please.
I'm gonna pick. He's gonna get the I don't know what you want, but I don't think I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
That's Politoed.
Okay.
Oh, that's actually really good.
Next one.
I love Politoed. And then my last one is, I love the way he looks. And I don't know if I'm gonna say his name. It's Shuckle.
Oh, okay.
Did he say his name?
Shuckle.
Yeah. The meme. He's so cute.
All right. Probably your sixth one already?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's his last one, yeah. It should be all of y'all's last one.
I need...
I don't know what my last one is.
I don't know if I want to go grass or psychic.
Psychic.
Okay, I'm fine.
Unless I'm going to go electric.
No, that's fine.
Or water.
That's fine.
Sure, that's... Or fighting.
Fairy? Oh, you already got the fairy.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
Yeah, they're not fairies yet.
Yeah, not fairies yet.
Sort of.
Sure. Whatever.
I will pick...
What's still good out there?
I don't know.
That's good.
There's actually a really good strong Pokemon no one has picked. I think that's the one you're thinking of.
Nah, I doubt it. I'm not that smart. We're talking to a guy that does pep up for the whole generation 4 and battles it.
I'll pick it for the design.
Okay.
Zaltu.
Okay.
I like that one.
Kind of honorable mention.
After.
Do you allow that?
Yeah, we can do it.
After, because he's fine.
Yes. Fine.
See, okay. After I say it.
I'm going to go ahead. This is my number 6, right? This is it?
Yeah, for the marbles.
Okay. Number 6 is going to be Noctowl.
Okay. I respect it.
I was so close to picking
that. I respect it.
It's one of my favorite birds. Nice. Underrated.
Now I'm picking the strongest Pokemon in that whole generation.
Karibo?
Milk Tank.
Damn, because he has titties right now.
There's a reference to that hentai you're talking
about. No. Okay, so it's two reasons. When we did the draft last year with Hero, I used Milk Tank. As my name, as my sports team. I don't think you remember what it was.
You talking to me? Yeah. I only have 5.
You sure?
Yeah, I already wrote them in order.
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 6. You probably just forgot one.
Yeah, you forgot one.
Okay, Sam. So you did an Octowl.
Okay, so I did Tyranitar.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And then I did Entei.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elekid.
Mm hmm.
Togetic. Mm-hmm. And Noctowl. I don't have anything else.
Didn't you have Ampharos?
Mm-hmm.
On everybody.
So, how do I only have 5?
Hold on.
I need to look at the Pokédex. I'm sorry.
You have
5? Wait, who got Skarmory? You did?
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah.
You have 5, too. I only have 6.
6?
Did we just skip you?
No, he forgot. Sudowoodo.
Oh, yes. There we go.
The rock tree.
Now, when you pet him, well, I guess not Gen 2, not in the game, but like the future games, he's a fucking bitch.
Anyway, what are you saying?
When you did the fantasy, I had Miltank as my team.
Oh, right? Yeah, I remember.
And the second reason, if you played the games, most trainers struggled against the Miltank.
Because
you just get rolled out.
Roll out? For me, Scizor and Ampharos were taken. I was so mad. I was like, ugh. But
one is his root.
But going into this, I knew I had to take Lugia or Ho. My personal picks were Houndoom, Heracross, which I got.
I was gonna get Typhlosion.
I
was gonna get Typhlosion, but I was like, Frattiger is better. But okay. And then what else did I pick?
Is it better than Ampharos?
No, it's not. It's so slow. Well, actually, they're both slow, but, I mean, you hit harder with your thunder moves.
That's what you said.
Ant-Man for
Thunder Moves.
Honorable mentions?
Oh,
you get dibs because you were so excited. I literally thought Noctowl was your honorable mention. That's why you went with it.
Oh, no. Honestly, just because I will have him on my team and I'll keep him there.
Yeah,
it's the
limit. No. I'm saying that one I'm going to mention right now is going to be Pichu. He's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
So freaking cute. Honorable mention. And then,
which is weird because you did take the other baby.
Yeah. Like it. But when he evolves, dude, he's pretty strong. I like him.
Oh, Espeon. Nobody said Espeon.
That was my other psychic option.
No one cares about it.
I almost picked Fampi.
But Umbreon was my one
that I wanted. Fampi, little elephant, little baby.
That was going to be my
I'm just mention. So, I'm really surprised Umbreon Duncan. Didn't get like second round pick. It went to like the third, fourth?
Delibird.
Yeah.
Delibird, whatever.
YouTube. I was going to ask you that.
Bailey was also an option.
I didn't know if like, I forgot what we said last time. Because I know like it was like Larvitar and then Tyranitar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I picked Larvitar, would Tyranitar be out or no? Not right.
No.
That's why I picked Tyranitar. I wasn't sure.
You're picking Larvitar because you want Tyranitar, but you're not specifically picking Tyranitar.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Sure. Okay, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
As if you pick Larvitar, I would pick Tyranitar.
It's like, would you pick Tom Brady when he's a rookie or once he's already
a rookie? No. So, I can buy stocks. I'm putting a Patriot for stocks in. Nah, dude, like, whenever I heard Gen 2, that was the first Pokemon locked in. Like, that's my number one, like, Tyranitar. He's so dope.
Yeah.
Man, I love him. And then I started liking him a lot until Fred got his first favorite Pokemon, and they would always talk about it, and I'm like, damn, he's pretty cool. I like him. And then we would play with him as a. And Unite. Pokemon Unite.
Wow, you never told me y'all played?
I told you, and you never got on. Don't even start with that.
Do I have you on Twitch?
Yes. Oh, on Twitch, no. I thought you were going to say on Nintendo Switch. I'm like, yeah.
I said Switch.
Is it Switch?
Yeah,
I do have you on Switch.
You're
PO05.
Damn it. I don't play the Switch as much anymore.
It's a game either. I play like back then when like we were all roommates still in Kingsville. Like, me, Josie, and Fred would play like next to each other.
I'm pretty sure everyone has a Switch, but they don't play it a lot. Like, on a daily basis.
I thought, well, in my defense, I stopped playing in general, like games. Or not as much. What?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, I meant like video games.
Oh.
Like the Xbox, like Switch.
So buy them both games and then they don't even fucking touch them.
He bought me one game in like, I don't know how many years.
I bought you like two or three games.
Yeah, you bought me Madden. I played Madden.
Melee. What is that?
It's a platformer and you love platformers. And it's
you do know, but
wow,
with burrito puns.
No, the
it's literally a perfect hero game.
The one with the different color knights.
Oh, Shovel Knight. No, not Shovel Knight. It's
they're just different colors.
Yeah. Oh, like different powers though too.
I think we tried playing it once.
No, we always play. We would play all the time.
Yeah, we played all the time.
What was it called?
With me. I was the odd one out.
You want to stay here and not go to Kingsville.
I tried, bitch.
You could have moved anyways, then.
I forgot that.
I couldn't handle it.
Night Squad.
Yeah, Woo! Night Squad.
Next episode, we're going to play Night Squad. I was kidding.
We should play games on
streaming. Ninja Gaming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us know what you think in the comments. Should we do our gaming channel, or should we just not? Or should you just
stick to pitching it since day one.
Oh, really?
No. I forgot when I started pitching it, but it was after.
Yeah, I'll buy this PS5 then.
Oh yeah, I'd rather I'll buy PS5 and then play Spider-Man 2. But anyways, so I guess that was a good draft. I did way better than last time. You gotta admit, when Tyranitar, like, stinking up, you know, digging through, I don't mention Fred, you're with me. He's not dead, but he's so sorry. He's not dead. But yeah, hope you liked this episode with our vacation travels and our little Pokemon draft. Let us know in the comments what you thought of how we did and what we'd like to see us or hear us draft next. And thank you, Omar, for coming on to the show.
No, thank y'all. Finally got together.
I said thank you, all right?
Okay. Okay, fine.
This is our show, please.
Well,
take the mic.
Come on, a hero show. No, he's the intern. All right, guys. Well, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.